You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here for hour number two. Live in the Right Side studios, we got the local, the state, the national. Man, we cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, hour number two already, which is hard to believe. It always is. But anyway, hey, listen, a frequent flyer on this show, somebody who's even guest hosted the show for me before, Stephanie Smith with the Thatcher Coalition, has a number of years in and around state politics, federal politics, legislative affairs, working on policy issues. She knows the ins and outs. She always gives great commentary. And I thought, okay, you know what? I'm just going to call Stephanie and find out what she thinks about the potential for calling for new leadership. I'm watching right now on one of the big screens here in the studio. Fox is reporting that party leadership is in flux because so many people are calling for McConnell and McCarthy to potentially step aside or at least be challenged. So without further ado, let me just jump in there. Stephanie Smith, how are you today, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing really well. It's been an interesting week or so here.
Yeah, I guess interesting is there. I remember years ago when Clinton got reelected and I was bummed and I was listening to Rush Limbaugh one day and he said, folks, as a conservative commentator, I believe I've got 4 years of fodder right in front of me. And I thought, well, there's that high point, I guess. You know, I've got plenty to talk about.
I've been in training as an Auburn fan for a long, long time. And, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, last week was disappointing. I think that part of that was self-imposed,
yeah.
Just if I'm being honest in hindsight.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of people, you know, that think like we do who wanted something to be excited about. And it didn't materialize. And the questions kind of, you know, remain about why. And there's a lot of finger pointing, a lot of blame shifting. And I will say, mea culpa, my take on the shift of suburban women was off, completely off. And that wasn't just my take. It was written about extensively that was going to occur because of economic issues. And it was clear that economic issues played a part in people's decision making, but not as much as Republicans wanted them to.
I had one Washington pundit who's going to be on the show again sometime soon tell me last night that there was also apparently they're seeing some of the polling results indicate that the youth vote went largely Democrat as well.
Yes, hugely Democrat, and so you know that's a problem for last week. That's also going to be an enduring problem if that's the case. You know, I think that the abortion issue was probably more prevalent than some people wanted to believe it would be. And then the youth vote is troubling in that, you know, you want to believe it's a communication issue, but it might really be a philosophical issue, an ideological issue. And so that's a steeper hill to climb with that youth vote.
Well, one of my concerns, and Senator Josh Hawley nailed it, and I've been saying this for months, but Hawley encapsulated my own thoughts in an article that came out over the weekend. He said, we offered them no agenda to rally around. I'm paraphrasing slightly, but it's basically what he said was we didn't give them something to care about. You can look down in Florida and realize the voters in Florida on the statewide elections, they were indeed galvanized. They were happy with what they saw, and they wanted more of it. And we just didn't have that level of energy anywhere else in the nation.
Yeah, I think that's right. And it's interesting because, you know, when Republicans, and maybe Democrats do this too, but when Republicans lose elections, what they do is, you know, the circular firing squad. And so, you know, what I'm hearing is what I always hear, which is moderate Republicans say, well, the reason we lost is because we had these, you know, crazy right-wing candidates. And then more right-wing voters say, well, the reason that we lost is because we had all these moderate candidates. And so, you know, the truth is that what we know, which is all politics are local, and there was a galvanization that occurred. And that's what is really interesting from a kind of political science nerd perspective, which is the one thing that is clear when you're looking at the exit polling, when you're looking at the information that has filtered out in the states that are finished counting, is that the red became redder and the blue became bluer. And we are really even more polarized as a country than maybe we ever have been in the two-party system, at least.
You know, with regards to the plan, you know, the House did sort of come out with a plan. It was not very detailed, but they called it the Commitment to America, and at least they had an agenda they said they're going to pursue. But McConnell on the Senate side literally resisted. He openly said he did not intend to put forth an agenda, which basically meant he wasn't willing to commit to an idea list of things that they would accomplish should they get the majority. And I cannot help but think that that had to play in because there was no rallying cry. There was nothing to swarm around and say, if we get it, we can get those things. He just didn't do that.
Right. Yeah, and the cynic in me tells me that that's because he thought he would lose some on the right.
Yeah.
Because he is a moderate. And so when you look at what happened in Florida, when you look at what happened even in Texas, not in their legislative or congressional races, but in their gubernatorial races, there were 10 to 12 governor's races that went further right, meaning in the governor's races, in state school board races, in attorneys general races, everything leaned right. In the congressional races, everything seems pretty neutral to leaning left. And so, my gut is that the reason he didn't want to put out an agenda is because he was trying to play both sides. Well, on the House side, I know Newt Gingrich has been involved in setting that agenda, which gives me some hope, that maybe, there'll be an agenda actually accomplished over in the House. But when you have an even split and Mitch McConnell at the helm in the Senate, I'm not sure it really matters.
Okay, so speaking of Mitch McConnell at the helm, so I don't know if you heard my opening monologue, but I have basically called for there to be a challenge or for them to step aside, McConnell, McCarthy, and Ronald McDaniel at the RNC. I just feel like they presided over a vast nothingness and should not be rewarded for that mediocrity by being given an opportunity to continue leading down the road of nothingness. So that's me. I'm willing to hear the opposite side. I respect your opinion. Do you see anything different? Do you think that – what are your thoughts? Should we see a change in leadership? We got about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I think a shakeup from the top all the way down is warranted. Whether or not that actually happens or not, it remains to be seen. For me, I think that there's been a need for a shift at the RNC since before this, the midterms. I just don't think that she reflects the values of the vast majority of the voting republic. I think that as far as Republicans go, she probably represents the donor class quite well, but not the run-of-the-mill voter. And I'm a run-of-the-mill voter, so that's what I want to see. As far as McConnell and McCarthy go, I think McCarthy has earned it slightly more than McConnell should be able to retain it. I could go with McCarthy, assuming that he is in I know he's in negotiations with members of the Freedom Caucus.
Right.
And if he negotiates well with them, and they are happy with him, then I can get on board with McCarthy. If he shuns them or, ignores what they're asking for, then I think that, somebody like a Jim Jordan should make a run at it.
Well, it was announced right before I came on the air that Andy Biggs is apparently going to be announced. He's the former chair, I think, of the House Freedom Caucus.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Sure.
I could live with that. And then McConnell, right now, we've got a group of well-respected conservative members of the body like Cruz and Rubio and Hawley and Schmidt and Ron Johnson and Rick Scott all saying don't hold the elections this week for leadership. But McConnell appears like he's going to go ahead and press forward. I'm thinking he doesn't want to wait to see who the final tallies bring to bear because he may lose a vote or two.
Yeah, and you and I know he will never, ever bring that to a vote unless he is, he thinks he has the vote secure. So it'll be a telltale sign if that delays. That means that he doesn't think that he has the vote. And then he'll use that interim time to try to pick them up. If he pushes ahead, he's, you know, we'll all know that he thinks that he has the votes going in. So, you know, those leadership elections get squirrely, and there are a lot of moving parts. It'll be interesting to see what happens on the federal side. You know, here in Alabama, both of our House and our Senate had those elections last week, and the fallout from that continues as well.
Well, more to come on this, I'm sure. But Stephanie Smith, I appreciate you adding your perspective on it. Thank you so much for being available.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking me.
All right. Thanks much. All right. By the way, if you want to see any more about Stephanie's work, the things that they do, the things that she writes, you can find her at ThatcherCoalition.com. That's ThatcherCoalition.com. Stephanie Smith. She's always got great commentary. Well, I'll tell you what, Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We'll come right back. I'm going to jump into number two of the Triple Dipper, kind of in the same theme, but instead of people, this time it's agenda items. What kind of things can we rally around? What are they going to do? More to come. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.